Hey, Audio Boo, Guide Dog Tokyo Day 6, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 6. Very briefly, because we had no training today, Friday, trainer doesn't work on Friday and she won't work tomorrow, so we'll meet again on Thursday. We got up late today, we actually slept till 9, I turned off my extended my do not disturb to 9 for today and tomorrow, and then I'll change it back to 6:30. We got up, took her downstairs. She did both. Her number two wasn't as healthy as it was yesterday. Might have been there a while. Came upstairs, fed. No problems there. She sat and waited. She learned. Restrained her a bit, but she held on and did not actually attempt to get into Rosie's food. And then she hung out most of the day, gave her a bone, and I also groomed her and discovered that she does not like being groomed, which is the same as Rosie. Rosie doesn't particularly like it either. She tolerates it. Tokyo tolerated it, but she wasn't huge on it the way Snowy used to be. Recently fed. Again, not too many issues there. And did some obedience. And that's it. I think we're done for the night. Maybe she'll go downstairs again. Probably, but
I have to tell you,
Jeff just took her downstairs for me because I was serving up food.
Tokyo is one of these dogs that like to carry stuff around, so much so that when we got to the ground floor and were about to get out of the lift, I heard something clatter to the floor and I went down and found this bone.
Oh.
That she brought from upstairs, which I was then, of course, forced to carry around all the way downstairs.
She took it with her?
Yes, she did. So, there's a lesson. When you go to leave the house with her, make sure there's nothing in her mouth. Because there might be.
Oh, yeah, we took her out earlier, and I was with her downstairs. Jeff was with Rosie, and she pooed again. In the afternoon, and that was much healthier. And now I'm assuming she just peed?
Yeah, she just peed.
Yeah. Jeff took her down for me because I was serving up dinner. So now we get our dinner. And that's the only disadvantage. Basically, one of the only disadvantages to domiciliary too, is that you still need to take care of your house and your food, and no one's going to feed you. No one's going to cook for you, are they? So, yeah. So now we learned that she likes to carry things around. She's much more interested in toys than Rosie ever was. And so she's a big fan of the bone and big fan of the squeaky toy that does not squeak anymore because it had the Tokyo treatment.
Yes.
But she's very, very... my mom stopped by today and she'd never met my mom before. The first thing she did was show her the toy, bring her the toy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
She's
that's,
very puppy still.
She is very, very, very baby. Like, she's a very affectionate dog.
Everything is, like, big and exciting.
Yeah, everything's big and exciting. And, you know, she... You know, people thought Rosie might get jealous and stuff, but we actually think that Tokyo is... The more jealous one. If I'm talking to Rosie, she tries to kind of barrel her way. It's like, hello, mom? It's like, I was her mom first, Tokyo. So, yeah.
But Rosie was seen looking sad today. So
yeah, Rosie was a bit sad, but then I played with her. And I played with her just before. And I gave her a lot of attention today, so... And I have been, to be fair. I hadn't neglected Rosie at all. But, hello. But but today I gave her special attention. And she sought my company a lot today. So that was that was good. And I didn't have to go out with Tokyo, so I didn't make her sad by leaving her at home. So that's day six. And now we're going to go eat. Yay, hungry.
Close recording button.